Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Welcome, 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 everyone, to the Love Truth Show. This is our 1 o'clock program every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Today we start at 1:30 Eastern Standard Time. Hope you had a wonderful, blessed weekend. Again, hope y'all heard me. This is Kim Williams and Love Truth Show. Psalms 119, verse 105. Thy word is the lamp unto my feet and the light unto my path. The word is the lamp unto my feet and the light unto my path. Romans 1:16. For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it's the power of God to salvation to everyone that believes. For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it's the power of God to salvation to everyone that believes. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. This is wonderful news when we know we belong to Jesus. We are redeemed. We are covered and washed by the blood of the Lamb. The only thing that can save us is bring us back to God. Again, I know, hope you had a wonderful weekend. I know in Maryland area, we were dealing with heavy rain and some area flooding. So I pray those that deal with mopping up a whole lot of water or sucking a whole lot of water from those machines to help you, I pray that you receive the help you need. Require, if you have water damage, be careful with these bleach or whatever for cleaning up mildew and mold. Look behind the walls, under the carpet. And those areas that you know that you constantly get flooded or a great possibility, try to put yourself high. Get something to, some kind of stand that you can lift yourself high off the ground, at least maybe a foot or more. It depends on how the water gets into your basement. Or don't use the basement if it gets that bad. But I hope everything works out for each and every one of you. This is the end of the school year coming up. In just a couple of weeks, the children have left. I pray they had a wonderful week in school and your teachers and parents. I pray all is well with you. But this is always is a battle. We are at war for our loved ones on a daily basis. For ourselves, we walk in the spiritual world. We always belong to God. Before the foundation of the world, God created us. In Genesis, he mentioned that us make man in our image. And the image is love, peace, joy, happiness, be creative, do things different. Jesus said, go. You have everything within you. Go and do more. So he gave us everything within us to do more. We have to copycat, even though we seem to be in a copycat society at this present stage. Some originality, but not much originality. So we look at something and we say, yeah, we can prototype or how we can change it or tweak it. But God gives each one of us something different. All we got to do is really request it. He probably gives us information every day, but we finally figure out how do we go about it. Then we start going by what the law is saying, how this is going to work in the society and their system. And we must focus on God's system. But back to, we are at war for our loved ones. Something constantly going on. Is it we dealing with something physical, or it's mental, spiritual? Everything always comes back to spiritual, no matter what going on in your life. You might not think it's spiritual, but always, we are war. We are sort of good, and then you got evil, which is bad, who wants to destroy us. But God created us in his image. Those who confess Jesus, and those who don't, he wants us to come to him. But the devil knows this, and his job, and he's doing the job, is to steal, kill, and destroy. And since he get help, he just sit back the devil did. And the systems of the world runs their course and get into people's heads. So we must fight for our family. And fight for our family doesn't mean guns, knives, poison, whatever people use. But prayer, love, focus, believing, open, smiling, joy, come together as much as possible. Speaking love into the atmosphere. Believing that God is God and he did send his son, and his son had resurrection power in his hand. Not only when we leave this earth and we die and we rise up again on that day he called us the dead in Christ, rise further than us who still alive, get caught up in the sky. But he said life like more abundantly while we still here on earth. And I determined I want that life more abundantly. And I think some of the things we go through as people, God has shown us the earth of our way or things we worry about, and especially what we as Christians seeking his faith, seeking his kingdom, and how we get easy and get caught up into a system, a world system, an evil system, some kind of system. Amen. I think it's evil, something to distract us. You know, some things, God created things that are good, but the devil finds a way, and people find a way to navigate from that and turn something that can be great for mankind into something that can be negative. To take the social media or internet, it's wonderful to hit the wide web, whatever, the web. You can connect to so many people around the world, but at the same time, what spirits are we connecting with? Everything that we connect with is not good. We may hopefully pray to be reaching out to people who want to hear our message or at least, you know, willing to listen and engage with us. But everybody does not have the same thing on their mind when they engage with us. Everybody who do business with us doesn't have the same desire over you to prosper, to live, to have hope. Regardless, everything is not. They use race as a way to destroy, but everybody is not against whatever race you might be. Or you, regardless of your size, your shape, your hair color, your eyes, your nose, your pigmentation, your belief, your culture, your educational level, your handicap, your ability or disability, whatever it might be, you know, it's a constant war going on, even within the family. People get together and they say they love one another and they want to create a family. Do you truly want to create a family, or you want somebody you can control? And this thing about the fact no one should control you, we all are to be humble towards God. You know, they say wives should submit themselves to husbands. No, we should do that to God, seeking his faith, seeking his love, seeking his kingdom. And that's all to ask, ourselves and everybody else. But too many times we think we're doing it and we find out what's going on, what are we being entangled with, what kind of yoke we're putting ourselves in. We believe in God, we believe in Jesus, we call out of his name, we pray to him. But something is blocking us. God has shown us great opportunities we have in front of us. We may be working on those opportunities, but something's not breaking, something's not giving. So what could it possibly be? What is it we entangle ourselves with that we don't realize? And, you know, in the Bible, all things didn't require fasting. Everything didn't require something. God just called, and he took the claim, put in the guy, God was sticking out. The lady came, heard him speak, and she come up with a blood issue. And she found him because she believed. She took the hem of his garment. She believed and she was healed. The paraplegic, his friends took him in over the roof to help him. He got him a sister, but he was there. But he had soldiers and captains of an army coming seeking him. Praying for a child who's nowhere near, who's home somewhere, probably miles and miles away. And she just said, go, this person is healed. Right, so he can call something dead to life again because he resurrection power. Lazarus, dead, something smell, but he brought him back. And he walked his oath for I don't know how many days. Not only him that came, but there were others at that time who was resurrected. I don't know how many days they actually roamed the earth. But just that thought, what's going on in this world? We have to fight for our loved ones. Everything is not clear. We all can be looking in the same direction and we can see different things. We can look at a beautiful picture and we can see pictures like somebody just threw paint up on the wall. And you can see an image in that picture. Somebody was about to see paint thrown up against the wall. I remember when I was little. I think they must, I don't know if they're still doing it. I guess they're trying to see your bridge. I don't know what kind of test it was. I was little. I was in elementary school. I think it was going into kindergarten. And they had this paper, but this black paint looked like, or could be white, thrown on this paper. I asked him, what do I say? And I saw different images, but I was like, at that young, I'm like, if I say I see something, they're going to say something wrong. So I'm just going to say, I just see some black paint or white, or some, you know, the color. But it was images. And we can see that mind play with us. No, it was image there. And it probably was. And see, probably testing our IQ. I don't know what they could test it. But we have to really love a family. If you a mother, a father, even aunts, uncles, cousins, grandparents, my child coming to the world, we be rejoicing. For those of us who love children, love family, love people. There's people being children in the world, they can't stand them. You know, they had children who shouldn't have children because, you know, they don't want you to protect you for whatever reason. Then they have a child, they want to abort the child, but they can't abort the child. They give the child, but they can't get the child where they married. If they don't do that, which they're afraid, Lord, she, they shouldn't do that. So many different things they do, they get mean and evil towards them. Use them as baggage, use them as they servant. So we have to be careful. We have to fight for our family. So you're supposed to love your child. I don't care if you pray for, you were hoping, you want a little boy or you want a little girl. If God bless you with a child, love that child the light. If that child come in this world and check his little toes, his or her little toes and hands, and they say the sex of the baby is a boy, the sex of the baby is a girl, receive that sex, receive that child, that little girl and little boy as God created him. Don't say, I wanted a boy, I wanted a girl. So your whole attitude towards that child is opposite because you didn't receive what you thought you should receive. And but God bless you with a healthy child, to love the child. Or maybe the child has some issues. Pray for the child. Love that child. Love that girl and boy, that girl and the boy. Don't make the girl feel like a boy. Don't make a boy feel like a girl because that's the sex that you want. That's wrong. That's evil. And you can tell everybody in the world how much you love them, but it shows over time. I wish you was a boy. I wish you was a girl. Or even when you parent a child, I'm praying for a little boy or girl. And then God to tell you if you got ways now they can tell you having a boy or girl, and they say, well, you're having a boy, but you want a girl, then you start praying, oh, God, I want to go. No, pray that the child's healthy. Because things are happening in the spiritual realm. Before the financial world, God created that child. And for that child and that seed come together, and when that comes through that, coming through a tunnel, we don't see, we don't understand. But that man and woman coming together, I already know who you was going to lay with, man and woman, going to bring this child in the process of bringing the child forward. For that sperm, meet that over. God already knew the process. To love that child. Love that person. And let that child have more masculine way or more feminine way. Don't call that child out of their name. I had too many people calling a child punk or saying something nasty, you know, very derogatory towards a child. That's mean. That's evil. Or dress a child in a way that's more opposite because you wanted that boy, you wanted a girl, so you're going to want to make confusion for the child. Love the child. Be respectful of what you have. Some people might not like what I'm about to say or what I have said so far because some people just receive and accept it and they believe in a certain type of life, a certain type of thing. But we must speak life over our family from day one, and you must continue. And so many different things people go through now or been going through forever. But doesn't mean we stop loving them. Too many people have issued by a person, so they throw them away, you know. You have dishes in the water. The water is dirty. You don't do the dishes out with the water. You dump the water out, and you put fresh water for the dishes, and you clean your dishes. So many people is evil towards each other within the family before we get to the outside. Let's love one another. Let's lift each other in prayer. Another thing about prayer, and this is something I'm going to deal with for a while. We are at war for our loved ones. And the top of them with the battle and the purpose, purposely fighting for our loved ones. We must purposely fight for them. And that's in love. That's in God's grace. That's in God's mercy. His direction. Too many times, you know, we told people praying, and you just throw a prayer up. No. Humbly submit yourself to God. Humbly seek His faith. Believe that, God, I need you. I desire you. God, you're the only one that can help me with this situation. I don't have an idea which way He may answer that. It could be a thousand different ways. Or it could be clear as day, but we don't see it because we're so busy looking at it coming in a certain package, a certain way. Or it's not an answer that we like. And God said, the battle is not ours. It belongs to Him. Then we make it, we take it up as if it's ours, and we get in the way, then we get in scar and a battle that wasn't ours. So we leave it alone. We falling apart. We having serious arguments within the family, parents and child, because nobody decided to love each other. Nobody decided we're going to pray this through. Or well, I'm going to pray for you. The person might not be interested in you praying it through, because they might be interested in whatever it is they might be doing. But you must continue seeking God's faith, continue believing in God, the God that you serve. God, that we know all things are possible, all things are good, all things are loving. And then God created good, everything that was ever created, God created. He created the good and He created the evil thing. But He wanted us to live good. Because God could just cancel out the evil world. That way He can just destroy and say, well, there will not be no more sin on this earth. But it's the reason why we got to go through this journey. To show who we are in Him, to show our strength. I have no idea. But I know God is God and He is love. So I will pray that we lift each other up in prayer. And I'm going to read Psalms 140. And this is also a prayer. Well, all these are going to be a prayer form. So, oh, Heavenly Father, come to you. Thank you. Thanks and praise all power and glory belong to you. We thank you for this hour or this half an hour on this Blog Talk Radio and Love Truth Ministry show at the 1:30 hour. We ask you, God, be in Eastern Standard Time. We ask that all that listen, we'll listen to you, and we reach them. And people just things to think about. We just fellowship over the telephone or over the line, over the microwaves, over the frequencies, over the magnetic fields, whatever it is carrying this message, dear Jesus, through the airwaves, they will reach us, those that you wanted to reach, and touch a heart that you wanted to touch. Bring all out of whatever pain or suffering they may be, physical, mental, spiritual, psychological. It could be a pain within a family, how they deal with each other, mother and father, sister and brother, and husband and wife, whatever it may be. We pray for healing. And the family. Daughters talk to their mother, vice versa. Sons talk to their father. Mother and son. Father and daughter. Sisters and brothers. Nieces and nephews, cousins. Friends, neighbors, community. Operate in love. It's interesting when a disaster happens. People reach out, and they reach out to everybody around the world. They go across the globe. People you never meet, never even know nothing about. And people within your own household, people can't speak up one another. Be mean towards one another. But I think God created a family. He didn't create a family to forget about your family, then go make a family with somebody else. You know, Jesus said those who believe in him are his mother, are his sisters, are his brother, are his family. But he didn't do away with his family. He still created, he created a family. God loved family. So that's try our best to reach out, especially our immediate family, our mom, my dad, our sisters and brothers. Right here, the people you see on a constant basis, nieces and nephews. Let's lift one another up. And then I think when we can lift one another up and act different towards each other, we might not be interested in the same thing. And it may be great in so many ways. As long as it's good stuff, but we can do so much, and then so many different things we can do. Before you know it, it reaches out, mother and foster and brothers and nephews, aunts and cousins, friends, acquaintances, to the neighborhood, to the community, to society, because everybody operating in love. But everybody running from their mom, their dad, their sisters and brothers, nieces and nephews, from their community, from their churches, from whoever near them, all reach away. And we go on across the globe, and we wonder why so much pain on this earth. We're ready to blow somebody off the face of the earth, or we want to help somebody across the world. But the same person, same help you send it to somebody else, is right next door to you, but you're not willing to help. Or you're not willing to step up the house, saying good morning to each other. I live in a community, you can step out the house. And Lord knows when you step up, you tonight, people run in the house, or refuse to get out the car, and so you're out. There's nothing about you. All you want to say good morning. I don't know if everybody's on, you know, police protection or something, witness protection. They, you know, want to make sure no one. It's crazy. And as African American people are doing this now, it's even more crazy. Because sending so many people, most say, "Oh, I seem to have a problem with us." And we got children, and we can't even speak to each other. Say good morning, good afternoon. If somebody stops and say, "How long do you think they want something?" Now they may be saying, "Good morning." Maybe it's gonna pass you a track or pass you a fly or business opportunity, who knows? But sometimes we're on the record trying to go to work, we're trying to get somewhere, but sometimes we just rude because you don't want to be in your space. And that person could be the next blessing God sent your way, could be answer to your prayer. The person could be said, "But you know what? God told me to give you this, and whatever it is, there's got to be money for them. It's an answer. It could be a word. God told me to tell you to go downtown to some street, and whatever it is, it's your blessing they're waiting. I don't know. But we're so busy running from each other and definitely running from God. So I put all on this line. We don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Trust me, he is Lord and Savior. He is King of Kings. He is the only way. It's a lot of beliefs just not there who pray and meditate to God. But Jesus is one way to me. See, we are fallen people, and the only way we can get back into a fellowship and relationship with God before the financial world that he created us to be in, when we came to through that tunnel into this realm of life, a lot of things happen. And for we have to be covered and cleansed. The only way we can be cleansed is through his spirit, is through his water washing us, and through his baptism, and through his blood that happened on Calvary. Jesus Christ, the precious name of God, take the rest of the world. Listen, cry out to him, seek his face, seek his kingdom. He is for real. Yes, things may not be for you. You may look at a believer, you may look at a minister or a bishop or something and say, "Well, they still got this going on, that issue going on. Why are they sick or why are this and that?" Things happen, we in this realm. But does not mean we damn. We are redeemed. And we have to walk in love and peace towards one another. Doesn't mean we have to agree with everything. Doesn't mean we don't stand against evil. Doesn't mean we won't have to serious fighting. But I believe we do it with God, it won't be no casualty on our end. Only casualty will be on the enemy end. So let's work together. That's power and prayer. I know they allow so many school shooting people to say something, praying that needed, or prayer. Or some people try to say prayer, there's nothing in prayer. No, prayer and faith and believing. And of course, God said faith without work is dead. So a lot of things we have to do, but we have to be careful. Make sure people ain't using godly words to try to make mobilize people to change, because some people, and all people don't have weapons or mass destruction to hurt people. Some people have it because they believe that the government, somebody trying to take over people and draw us back into slavery or whatever it is they're trying to do, they're trying to protect. With that, you still need the word of God. When David had that slingshot, he still had the word of God on him. And God told him which way to take that slingshot, and boom. There he go. Goliath went down. Boom. So we must believe. So, I guess I'm going to read the scripture, 140, Psalms 140. O Heavenly Father, for all the praise and glory go to you. I am that I am, Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior, Redeemer, one true living God. We love you and we lift you up high. We seek your face and your kingdom. As the moon is blocked on, I'm speaking and praying and crying out to you because I know you're the answer. I know you're the only one who can change things. And I believe, God, that you can get through this phone, through this airway, and touch everybody. Let them deliver them to you and lifestyles that's pleasing to you, dear God. As Psalms 140 says, deliver me, O Lord, from the evil man. Preserve me from the violent man, which image mischief in their heart. Continue all they gather together for war there, Jesus. They had sharpened their tongues like a serpent, adder's poisons under their lips. Keep me, O Lord, from hands of the wicked. Preserve me from the violent man who had purpose to overflow, to overthrow mine. Going, dear Jesus. The proud had hired a snare for me, a cord. They had spread a net by the wayside. They had set gin for me. I say unto the Lord, Thou art my God. Hear the voice of my supplication, O Lord Jesus Christ. O God, the Lord, the strength of my salvation, Thou hast covered my head in the day of battle. Grant not, O Lord, the desires of the wicked, further not his wicked devices, lest they exalt themselves. And for the head of those that as let thy mischief of their own lip cover them. Let burning coal fall upon them. Let them be cast into the fire, into the deep pit, that they rise not up again. Let not evil speaker be established in the earth. Evil shall hunt the violent man to overthrow him. I know that the Lord will maintain the cause of the afflicted and the right of the poor. Surely the righteous should give thanks unto the name. The upright should dwell in the presence. O Heavenly Father, hear the prayer. Cover and protect every member of our household, every family member, whether in household, whether in the house or within a household, mothers and fathers and brothers and nephews, aunts and cousins, no matter where they live, God, nations, people, ethnic groups. God, cover us all. Protect us from those things seen and unseen we can't seem to understand and comprehend. Those spiritual demons are trying to overtake us, God. We believe we are covered by your love. We covered by and protected by your spirit, the Holy Ghost, dear God. And we ask that on this earth, the Spirit cover us to and from. Have your way, Spirit of God. And for heaven is you, the Father, the Word, as declared, and your Holy Ghost. God, we love you and we believe in you. And we know by the washing of your washing away of our sins from the blood of the Lamb and renewing us day by day by your word of God, we will see a brighter day. Help increase our faith, increase our belief, and knowing that who you are and that whatever we seek and ask in you, and purity and holiness and humbleness and truth and love and loyalty, that we have the desire of our heart. We seek your faith, we seek your kingdom, because your kingdom is within us and around us and through us, as well as the Spirit. Magnify your holy name, God, throughout this earth, throughout the galaxy, and in the supernatural realm, God. I declare with me, in your name, Lord and Savior, forevermore, Jesus Christ, you is the Lord, and you is the Lord. Amen. Okay, y'all have a wonderful, continuous day. And I'm a broadcast today because it was only a half an hour show. Every Tuesday morning, also on Blog Talk Radio, I have prayer time for students, starts 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio, Underneath for Christianity. And Love Truth 645 is Love Truth, when 645, we're going to say. Sure, that's part of my email. But you can check me out. You can also go to HTTPS, semicolon, forward slash floor, www.lovetruthministry.com, lovetruthministry.com. And you can pull up on there, and you can click down blog, so you see my blog post, and you can see all of my posts and other information about me. Those of you who live in the Baltimore City area in the United States of America, I have bus trips. Please check it out. Share with your church, family, and friends. One to Orlando and Cocoa Beach in September, another one in October. We'll be collecting money now for it. So if you listen to this broadcast, please, you can call me at 410-240-8039 to get more information. And you also can email me. You see the email on my Love Truth server. Also, you can go to kim@lovetruthministry.com and send me an email saying you're interested in the trip, as well as my website, which is Love Truth Ministry website, as a part of that contact information, and you can contact me through that. Until we speak and meet again, you have a blessing. If I don't see you on this side, I hope I see you in glory. In Jesus' name.